Welcome to the Health Coach Nation podcast. My name is Haley Rowe, and I'm a sales and marketing coach and LinkedIn lead generation service provider. I work with health, life, and mindset coaches and online service-based business owners to help them get more sales, shift their time to the client-generating activities instead of just the busy work, and overcome that social media overwhelm. Let's get into the show. If you're ready to take on your next paying clients, I have good news. My free 4 Basics of Client Attraction and How to Stand Out class is live at haleyrowe.com/client-attraction. In the class, you're going to learn the top 2 traits I recommend for most coaches and entrepreneurs if they really want to turn this into a career. You're going to learn how you can build demand for your services and stop getting crickets on your posts. You're going to learn the sales roadmap I used to improve my sales conversion rate and help my clients do the same. And you're going to learn so much more. So go to haleyrowe.com/client-attraction and get your copy of the class today.
So I am Carol. I am all the way from South Africa. I've been designing brands for the last 26 years, believe it or not. And I have designed some of the brands for startups and up to 7-figure brands for many women entrepreneurs, women leaders. And I know just about everything there is to get your brand out there in the world and stand out.
Nice. Awesome. So why is it important to even establish what your brand is, and what is a brand in your opinion?
So I think the most important thing, like everything else, there's a purpose to that. And the purpose is obviously for sales, to get your name out there so that people will know, like, and trust you and enough to buy from you. And I know that's simplified, but the thing is, I think we try and overcomplicate what branding is. It's a way for you to connect to a stranger and get that stranger to work with you in such a way that this is authentic relationship is going to be growing. You don't want, obviously, any stranger. You want people that are really aligned to your vision as well. You are there to solve a problem. So you're here to share with others that you're solving their problem. In a nutshell, that is what branding is.
Awesome. All right. So we want to brand ourselves to build know, like, and trust, align with the right people, and make clear the problem we solve. And so if we are wanting to elevate our current brand, what are some ideas and tips to do that? Because if you think about it, there are people who offer very similar things, you know, whether it's people offering life coaching or 2 people offering health coaching, and one person could be selling a lot of them, no questions asked, you know, very consistent. And somebody else, maybe not, and it might be related to they don't know their brand or something like that. So can you tell us a little bit more about how do we be the one that is seeing the consistent sales because we have a strong brand?
That's an excellent question. And I think a lot of people ask this question when they are pivoting or when they are wanting to expand their brand. And the first step to create an elevated brand is before you go to your website and tinker around there and update your fonts, like, don't go there. Start with the strategy. Start with figuring it out, what it is that your messaging and your story is going to say to your potential new clients. Like, how are you going to really go deeper than your competitor? So how does that look like? For example, if I'm competing against, say, thousands of other designers out there, the other designers are telling you, I'm able to create a website for you and a logo for you. That doesn't mean anything. Everyone's saying that. But I would say something differently. I'm able to help you through personal branding to expand your audience, to get more people to buy into your product or service. Like, that is more enticing than buying a new website, right? So I go into fixing the core problems that people have. So I think when you're wanting to elevate your business, look at your intention, like, what is your vision? And then after that, once you know and you're clear about what that is, then tell the story. share your story with the world, and you can share that because you are unique and different. You'll see, for example, I've got a whale kind of pendant that I'm wearing at the moment. That's part of my brand. I love to go and swim with the dolphins. I am a water baby. Does that have anything to do with branding? Yes and no, right? It makes people relatable to me as well. It shows that I have a life outside my business, and I have passions. And you'll find that I get a lot of people connecting because of my other passions. So those are some ways to elevate. And obviously we can talk about the graphics as well and the design. But I think before you go there, you need to just get very clear and aligned with your vision. And obviously people will connect with that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's much easier to sell a mission and or a vision than, you know, just I do health coaching packages, you know.
Yeah.
Design, like you said. So I think one of the things I'm hearing is you want to have a unique problem you solve for an audience that needs it and wants it with a approach, or what different about you compared to everybody else who does it, and what's the after effect of solving that problem. And one of the things that I just saw yesterday is I had a newer client send me a video of himself, and it was like he was trying to do an ad video, and in of it he was saying, are you stuck, you know, are you finding yourself stuck? Well, that's one thing, but what if you opened with, because this guy couldn't walk or talk for a period of his life, and he regained that strength and like went through this whole mindset and all this stuff. He was in some kind of, he had some kind of like infection or something that caused him to not. So I was like, okay, it's going to be way stronger as a starting point if you're going to stand out from everybody else if you were able to say like something related to that story, and just are you just generally stuck, which any coach could say. Yeah. So I think thinking about in our brand, how can we tie in your story, like you said? What if somebody's like, well, I don't feel like my story's really good. I feel like it's kind of, I don't know. It's just like I got into life coaching. I thought it was fun, you know, whatever it is. You know, get that standout story.
That's one of the first questions I ask all of my clients, is that they'll, underneath that, there is always a story. So I've got a client who's a health coach, and she had severe health issues, which she managed to cure on her own when all the regular doctors and the normal methods did not work for her. So you'll find that there is something that triggered the spark in that person's life. Without a doubt, like, why would they want to start their own business? There has to be something. And when you find that, that is something that you can really expand on. And there's several things. Like, even in my business, I knew that I worked for corporate for four years, and I just couldn't work for them. I knew that I had to be independent. I want that freedom lifestyle. So I think a lot of the underlining desire for a lot of people is freedom. Freedom to be healthy, freedom to travel in my case, freedom of wealth, for example, or freedom of just ideas and sharing and connection. You know, the freedom to expand themselves in many ways online that they would never be able to do in kind of like real life, in normal life. We would never be able to expose ourselves to so many people. So there's questions that I delve into, and even though someone might not realize that they have a story, a unique story, it is there. I mean, I've got a client as well with 5 children. That's an incredible story, right? She's able to juggle motherhood and health and business and all these things. That's a story. She's going to attract other moms who are really struggling and need her support. So that is what I can advise anyone who's really thinking to themselves, what is my story? Like, what makes me special? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you probably don't know. You might not know. And it does help to talk to someone to expand on that.
Yeah, Definitely. Yeah, and you can even tie in client stories too in being your brand. I had a client who had, I think it was 5 kids, homeschooled them and launched a group program while she was doing all that, you know? So you can do it, you know, even if you're low on time. But I think one of the things that you said is you might not know your story because you're so in it. And so sometimes having that outside perspective can be really useful. So what about the aesthetic of our brand? Is there any tips you have when creating kind of visuals and going about that process?
That's an excellent question. So I generally work with 4 archetypes that I have come up with. And they are generally, if you wanted to go and see what they are, then just head off to my link in my bio. There's a quiz there that anyone can do. And generally speaking, a healer would normally go for more muted tones, greens, someone who's more ideas and disruptive and wants a message has got brighter colors. I was speaking to someone today with a purple and orange colors. Mine is a little bit more muted. I'm a little bit more of a boho kind of vibe, beachy. So I've got turquoise. You'll see that I wear turquoise quite a lot, whites. You might be the same because of your surroundings. You might be a little bit more inclined to use blues and purples. But the majority of what I can say to the underlining core message is to tone down your amount of fonts and amount of colors, because an elevated brand has, there's less is more, right? We don't overcomplicate things. The message is more important. There's a security and confidence in a brand that doesn't need to oversell itself. So I find that brands that are new and are starting out, they tend to do too much, and we don't like that. We are very psychic in a way when it comes to other people's brands. We can pick up the energy of someone's brands pretty quickly. So when it comes to elevating your brand, I would advise anyone out there, if you're wanting to elevate it, take some colors away. Pick one or two that really emphasize the alignment of your coloring, and kind of leave the rest, right? Don't overcomplicate things. Don't fuss too much about colors. Really focus on the message. Focus on your intention. Focus on connecting to clients authentically without trying to fake it or do things just for the view count or to get more clout online. Don't do that. Come from a genuine place. And you will actually get more clients from that.
Awesome. I love that. That's an awesome tip. And I think a lot of times people are craving that authenticity online because we've come to a time where it is so almost like clickbaity and it's been a lot about just showing off. And where can people connect with you and find you online?
So they can connect to me at carolhampshire.com. Obviously, just go to my link in my bio. There's a whole bunch of free stuff I offer as well. And if anyone wants a 15-minute connect call where I actually do a free brand alignment audit, like reach out to me and book that, because I believe that in 15 minutes, I can literally give you so much value. I can find out where those holes are in your business and really get you on track again in an alignment, because I find everyone seems to have something that's a little bit out of place in their brand. Branding, from messaging, from vision, from storytelling, even to brand visuals and what you've actually got on your website as well. That's all part of that brand message.
Amazing. All right, well, thank you so much. I'm going to post this live over to your Instagram and do a live. So I will see you in just a couple minutes. But thank you, everybody, for watching. And if you have questions later for the replay, you can put them in the comments and she will check it out. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And if it's really helpful for you, I'd really appreciate if you share it and or leave a written podcast review. This tells the podcast sites that our show is useful and it will be promoted to more people that way. Thanks again.